Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The United States has said it expects all parties in Gaza to comply with international humanitarian law following the killing by Israeli forces of 15 paramedics, civil defense workers, and a UN employee. But speaking at a news conference in Washington, the State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said the blame lay with Hamas.
Every single thing that is happening in Gaza is happening because of Hamas. Every single dynamic. All of this could stop in a moment if Hamas returned all the hostages and the hostage bodies they are still holding and put down its weapons.
The UN's aid chief said Israeli troops had killed the medical team while they were trying to save lives. He said their bodies had been found in shallow graves. Israel says its forces fired at vehicles that were approaching suspiciously. The French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has condemned as a political decision her conviction for embezzlement. She said she had not abandoned hope of standing in the presidential elections in 2027, even though the court banned her from running for office for 5 years. There's been criticism of the sentence from French politicians and internationally, including from President Trump.
That's a very big deal. I know all about it, and a lot of people thought she wasn't going to be convicted of anything, and I don't know if it means conviction, but she was banned for running for 5 years, and she's the leading candidate. That sounds like this country. That sounds very much like this country.
The United States has sought to defend itself over the pace of its deployment of earthquake emergency aid to Myanmar, following the Trump administration's announcement it was dismantling USAID, America's main overseas aid agency. The State Department said a team was on its way to help with recovery efforts and had set aside $2 million for aid organizations. A woman who accused Prince Andrew of sexually assaulting her when she was 17 says she's been involved in a serious accident and is in hospital. Virginia Giffray said she had suffered kidney failure after a collision with a school bus. Here's Neda Taufik.
Virginia Giffray is covered in bruises and in a hospital bed in a photo posted on her social media. She wrote that doctors had given her 4 days to live and were transferring her to a specialist. It's unclear where and when the collision with a school bus happened. Responding to the BBC, her spokesperson confirmed she was receiving medical care in the hospital and said Ms. Giffray greatly appreciated the well wishes people were sending. Her sex abuse allegations against Prince Andrew led the royal to step down from public duties and to reach a private settlement with her. He has strongly denied her claims.
World News from the BBC. Scientists say they've developed a brain implant that can translate thoughts about speech into spoken words in real time. Researchers tested the experimental device on a woman who had been unable to speak for 18 years after a stroke. The AI-enhanced implant decoded the sentences she spoke silently in her brain and said them out loud using a synthesized version of her voice. President Trump has signed an executive order setting up a new financial body to encourage large investments in the U.S. The Investment Accelerator calls on companies to spend at least $1 billion on projects in exchange for a reduction in regulatory requirements. A major incident has been declared in the English city of Birmingham over a strike by rubbish collectors that's left 17,000 tons of waste on the streets. Workers walked out in early March in a row over pay and jobs. Francis Reed has this report.
After declaring a major incident, Birmingham City Council will deploy 35 extra vehicles and street cleaning crews to tackle the backlog. By announcing that it can't cope, the council can also explore what further support is available from neighbouring authorities and the government who can assist in the management of the situation. This isn't the first time Birmingham City Council has found itself in trouble. In 2023, commissioners were brought in for 5 years to run it after the council, in effect, went bankrupt.
The two NASA astronauts who were stuck in space for more than 9 months say they felt humbled by the support they received. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore were speaking publicly for the first time since returning to Earth. They were meant to stay on the International Space Station for just 8 days, but their spacecraft developed technical problems. That's the latest from BBC World News.